Now, today is the last day of parikrama, last day of Kartik, last day of Bhishma Panchak, everything last day. So I request Padma Sakhi Mataji, if you can start your presentation.
Ji, can you give me just 2 minutes, Mataji? My kids' school started. I'm just planning their computer incoming. 2 minutes, just a minute, not even 2 minutes. Come on.
No problem, Mataji, we'll wait. I would like to thank Padma Sakhi Mataji for taking us to Shridham Vrindavan, and we have a nice memories of Vrindavan Dham with us. And today is the last day. We will be doing parikrama from Brahmanda Ghat to Rawal and Rawal to Mathura back. When we started from Mathura, and now we are going from Rawal to Mathura.
जी ये हरे कृष्णा माताजी, दंडवत प्रणाम, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद एंड ऑल ग्लोरीज टू गुरु महाराज. थैंक यू वेरी मच माताजी फॉर टेकिंग अस वन वंडरफुल ब्रज मंडल परिक्रमा. आई वुड लाइक टू हैंड ओवर द कॉल टू माताजी. माताजी ओके, एज माताजी सेड, टुडे इज अवर लास्ट परिक्रमा. थैंक यू ऑल फॉर जॉइनिंग सिंस पास्ट दिस होल मंथ. You all joined and encouraged me. Thank you. And we will start our prayers. We'll seek the blessings of Srimati Radharani, Sri Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Srila Prabhupada, and all the assembled devotees so that we'll be able to finish our parikrama successfully today. So day before yesterday, we were at Brahmanda Ghat. If you remember, we saw the Dauji temple. And from Dauji temple, we went to Brahmanda Ghat. We have seen all these places, like where Nanda Bhavan, where Krishna was. You know, Krishna stayed when he was born in Gokul. He stayed for 3 years, 4 months. So he stayed in this house. We have seen that, where there is Chaurasikamba, 84 pillars, each pillar representing 100,000 species. And we have seen that if you circumambulate one pillar, so to all together, it will be 8,004,000. 4 lakhs. So if you circumambulate all the 84 pillars, then we will come out, get out of the cycle of the 8,004,000 species. Then we have seen this deity. This is Balaram in the center, and here is Krishna, Nanda Maharaj, and Yashodamaya in Nanda Bhavan. Then we have come to Brahmanda Ghat, where Krishna showed the Brahmanda in to Yashodamaya. And yeah, so we have seen Srila Prabhupada bathing in Brahmanda Ghat. We have seen the video also. So I was just thinking, we have been seen Yamuna. So Yamuna is very, very important place. So one of my favorite is Yamunashtakam also. So I was just thinking, you know, before we leave Vrindavan, we have to discuss a little about Yamuna Mai. So what happens was, Yamuna, so once Vishwakarma, we know Vishwakarma is the engineer of the demigods, right? He does the architecture. We have heard his name many times. So he's a devotee of sun god, and he got his daughter married to sun god. Her name was Sanghya. So he was thinking sun god is the best husband for his daughter, and he got married. But sun has a lot of effulgence, right? So Sanghya gets scared, and then she runs away from sun god because there is a lot of effulgence. Then sun god gets angry, and he will curse. He will say that you will get a son by seeing, like, you know, and by seeing your son, everybody will get so scared. So, and everybody will shut their eyes seeing your son. then she will get very sad and she will say that no, because you are so effulgent, I got very scared, you know, to look at you. That's why I'm running. Then she starts, you know, like a very good wife, instead of talking back, she just nice tries to pacify him. Then he will be pleased and he will say, okay, you will also get a daughter, and that daughter will free everyone from the fear of your son. So that's how Yamaraj and Yamuna are born. They both, we have seen at Vishramagad, the temple of Yama and Yamuna, and we have discussed they both are siblings. So, and Yamuna, and we know that how Yamaraj gave a promise to her that whoever bathes in her water, he will not, you know, he will not punish them. So that's how Yama and Yamuna are born. And when she comes to this material world, she first falls on the Kalindi mountain. So that's why she's also known as Kalindi. And in Yamunashtakam also, it's very nicely, one of the verse, if you see, there's the translation, may Yamuna Devi, the daughter of Surya Dev, always purify me. She saves all who touch her from going to the realm of her brother Yamaraj and enables even greatly wicked persons who see her to cross the ocean of their sinful deeds. Her attractive waters charms the heart of everyone. So it's clearly said here that she will help us to not go to the realm of her brother Yamaraj. And you know, Yamuna is also, I was hearing one lecture and then the Prabhuji was explaining that Yamuna is also a girl, and girls like to decorate themselves, right, with nice jewelry and dress. So for Yamuna, the nice lotuses are the jewelry, like, you know, rubies, the pink lotus, and the cows are walking. So the white cows are like the diamonds on her. And, you know, that's her jewelry. What all people, the devotees bathing in her. So that's the, so Yamuna Mai is so blessed in a way, because Krishna, you know, Krishna always bathed in water. It is, she is the expansion of Vishakha Sakhi, Yamuna Devi. So we can pray to Yamuna Devi so that we also get the devotee qualities of her. And she's so blessed that she's always with Krishna. Childhood pastimes. Krishna was always bathing in her. And we have seen this Ukalabandhan, where this is the place. So this was the main important place, right? Because whole Damodarman, this is the thing we are meditating on. So in Nanda Bhavan, Nanda's courtyard, we will see the Ukalabandhan. This is the place where Krishna was tied. See, this is clear picture here.
Yes.
Yeah.
When we went there, we sang Damodarashtakam, and the devotee, like the Babaji who was sitting there, he said, all these places in Vrindavan did not have that much value before Srila Prabhupada came. Now Srila Prabhupada, you know, taking his devotees to Vrindavan, and all these places became so valuable because they know the value of that. And they say, if you look at this Ukalabandhan and say, oh, what is that? People don't understand, but we understand what is actually this. This is like, you know, Krishna was tied up there. So we have so much value. So like that, he was thanking Srila Prabhupada. I just wanted to share.
In Nanda Bhavan is a place, actually, so many beautiful, you know, pastimes where Krishna, you know, so many pastimes. Because when babies do, it's like we don't feel like, you know, when elders do mischief, it is not so enchanting to our hearts. But when babies do, like I have two kids, when Dini Krishna does something naughty, I laugh. But when Jagannath does, I just try to correct him. So when kids do, it's like more. We feel very good at heart also. So Krishna as a baby performs so many nice pastimes at Nanda Bhavan, like killing Putana. It said that actually when you're going from Brahmanda Ghat, when you're going to Gokul, the Vrajvasis explained that the place is like up, down. It's not even, because Putana was so huge, when she fell, the sand, the soil went down, and you know, the soil came up. So it's very uneven from Brahmandagat if you're entering inside Gokul, this particular area where Putana fell down. And we know the past time, like a history of Putana, that she was Ratnamala, last time, Bali Maharaj's daughter. And then when Putana, actually, when Putana was dead, the villagers cut into pieces and burnt her, because snakes are very venomous, right? So usually they say that when the snake leaves the body, the snake might come back to life. So they were also scared of the demon Putana, and they thought, oh, what if she comes back to life? And they cut into pieces and they burnt her. And generally, and when they burnt her, the fragrance was so effulgent, very, very good smell was coming, very good aroma was coming. Because she was killed by Krishna, right? So that is one thing. I will just quick, these pastimes we know, so I'm not going into it, because we have many other things to see. Then he killed Shakatasura when Krishna was almost 3 months old, I think. Yeah, that's what, yeah, 3 months old, he killed Shakatasura. And we know Shakatasura was Utkacha, the son of Hiranyakashipu in his previous life. And he was cursed by Lomas Rishi because he went to the mountains where they were doing the austerities, and he was cutting the trees and he was, you know, creating a havoc there. So Lomas Rishi got angry and he cursed. And then immediately he left his gross body and he became a ghost, because that was the curse of Lomas Rishi. He said, you will become a ghost, a demon. Then immediately in the demon body, he falls down at Lomas Rishi and he will ask, like, please forgive. Then Lomas Rishi will say, next life, like in this life, the Lord himself will kick you with his leg. Then you will be delivered. So that's what happened with Shakatasura. Shakatasura represents the mentality of holding on to our old bad habits. So sometimes very difficult to, I have many old bad habits since childhood. Even now, very difficult to give up. I keep forgetting. And then Trinavarta, this very pastime we were discussing in the Govinda kids. Like, you know, Krishna was so protective about the Vrajavasis and Yashoda Maya, that because Yashoda Maya was carrying him, he didn't want, he know, because he knows Trinavarta is coming. Then he thought, if Trinavarta comes along with me, my mother might get into trouble. So he will start becoming heavy, just like, you know, when they do bomb, like bomb blast, what will they do? They try to aim at one point, but even the surrounding places get disturbed. Suppose there are terrorists, they want to kill somebody in the school, we have seen last year. Then what happens, apart from whom they want to kill, even the people around them also will get disturbed, right? So the Krishna didn't want that to happen. So he became so heavy. Then Yashoda Maya left him. We have seen how Yashoda Maya got so scared when a shadow fell on Krishna. She thought demons are coming and she hugged him. How can she leave him outside? So just because of Yoga Maya's potency, she left him and went inside. And Krishna took care of this demon Trinavarta. And he started, you know, he was trying to choke with his tiny, tiny hands. He was trying to choke Trinavarta. But Trinavarta was thinking, ha, Krishna is a baby. Maybe Krishna is getting scared and that's why he's holding me. And you know how he choked him, and his eyes came from the eye sockets, and then Trinavarta fell down. And he is actually, in his previous life, he was Sahasraksha, the king of Pandudesha. He was a nice king only. But one time he was enjoying with thousands of women, and he didn't see Durvasamuni. So because he didn't pay respects, Durvasamuni got angry and he cursed him, saying that you will become a demon. But when he was requesting, because he's a saintly king, then Durvasamuni says, okay, next life, Supreme Lord himself will deliver you. So that is about Trinavarta. All these three demons were killed in the Gokul. And then this beautiful, I like this pastime so much, that this we know about this fruit selling lady, but this fruit selling lady, she come all the way from Mathura. She belongs to a very low caste, and every day she collects the log of woods and fruits. And she didn't see Krishna yet, but she was just thinking, she heard about Krishna from somebody, that there is this beautiful boy, so enchanting boy. And that particular day, she will be thinking, I have to go and see this boy. Everybody is talking about this kid. And, you know, thinking about him, she will be thinking, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, like that. She'll be singing and she'll be going. Then we know how that, you know, Krishna, he comes the fruit seller and he brings the nice, you know, just the grains, and then she gives fruits in exchange. And then when she was going back, she feels her, again, she'll be singing that song only. Govinda Damodara, Like that she'll be singing and she'll be going. And then the basket becomes heavy, and when she takes and she's lots of jewelry. So for the very little thing, little we give to Krishna, how he reciprocates so nicely. So that also happened at the courtyard of Nanda Bhavan. And then Nanda Maharaja's cow shed. So we know Vasudev brings Nanda the Krishna and Bala, Krishna to Nanda Maharaja's house, right, in Gokul. So then he was very, obviously, he's the father, so he wants to inquire about how the kids are doing. Then he sends Gargamuni. Gargamuni is the priest of the Yadu dynasty, right? So he will come and Nanda Maharaj will receive him so nicely. Come, come, come. And then he will ask to do the naming ceremony for Balaram and Krishna. And but then Gargamuni will be thinking, everybody knows that very well that I am the priest of Yadu dynasty. And if I perform in a with big ceremony, then if Kamsa come to know, he will be thinking why this Yadu priest has to go and do the naming ceremony. Maybe, you know, he will come to know that they are Krishna and Balaram, and he might start troubling them. So he will think, he will say, no, we will do it in a very simple way. We will do at the courtyard, like in the cow shed. So Gargamuni performs at Nanda Maharaja's cow shed the naming ceremony, and he will name him. He will say that Balaramji is having a lot of strength, and Rama, he brings a lot of happiness. So he's having strength and he brings raw happiness. So he's named as Balaram. And he unites the two families, like Vasudev's family and Nanda Maharaja's family. And then he says that Krishna, he's like all attractive, very beautiful. So his name is Krishna, and he actually mentions that he came many times, you know, in his previous birth, he came in lot of incarnations. He mentions that to Nanda Maharaja and Yashodamaya, and he says that he came in white color one time, he came in red color, he came in, you know, he came in the color of grass, so that Rama is green, right? So he did mention that, he said that. So that there is Nanda Maharaja's cow shed also in Gokul. And there is Sapta Samudra Koop. So it is right behind cow shed of Nanda Maharaj. There is a well where Nanda Maharaj used to take bath. And it is said that this contains the water from all the seven oceans of the universe. So if you go there, you can see it very clearly. It's very neatly built also. Then here is Sanatan Goswami's Bhajan Kutir. And we have seen Sanatan Goswami's Bhajan Kutir at various places, right? We have seen one at Mansi Ganga, and we have seen one at Kamyavan. So he has at different places. So he's here, and it is an underground. So now where Sanatan Goswami's Bhajan Kutir is there, that is also called as Patala Devi Mandir. We have to actually go down. So actually, there is one pastime here that happened at this Bhajan Kutir. That Jagadananda, he got permission from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go to Vrindavan, and he was staying here at Sanatan Goswami's Bhajan Kutir, but he was not eating wheat, and he has some diet restrictions. So he was not going out and doing Madhukari. So he was cooking by himself, and one time he invites Sanatana Goswami to come and have prasad. So Sanatan Goswami ties an orange cloth and then he will come. Then Jagadananda will be thinking maybe that is Mahacloth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he'll ask, hey, what is this? Is this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cloth? But then Sanatan Goswami says it is from Mukunda Saraswati. It's given by Mukunda Saraswati, who is a Mayavadi. Then immediately Jagadananda will get so angry, and he will raise the pot to hit Sanatan. Like, how can you wear a Mayavadi's cloth? And he will try to, you know, raise the pot and... at Sanatan Goswami. Sanatan Goswami laughs and he will say, this is what I wanted to see. I heard that you love Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so much. So I wanted to see this. That's why, you know, I came like that. And immediately he will take and he will throw the cloth. So that happened at this Bhajan Kutir. And then comes Ramandreti. So if you see, the devotees are rolling in this dust because this is the playing sand of Krishna and Balaram. They used to every day, you know, have lot of playtime here, nicely playing. And so that's why the devotees, when they go there, they go to this soft sands. And in Nanda Bhavan, you know how Krishna does his beautiful butter thief pastimes. And sometimes, you know, when he goes to steal the butter, he would say that, when the gopis see him, he would say that, oh, is this not your house? I thought it is my house. And sometimes he would say that, oh, my cow has come here. Then the gopis would say, your cow has come here? Cow entered the pot? Show me, show me. Then he would take his toy calf and say, see, this is my cow entered in the pot. And sometimes they would complain to Yashodamaya, and Yashodamaya would say, why don't you tie some bells and some, you know, things so that you will know that somebody had come. And they used to tie bells, and Krishna would slowly take one pot, the bell was not ringing, another pot, the bell was not ringing, another pot. And when he kept the hand, the bell started ringing. Krishna asked the bells not to ring, but the bell still rang. And Krishna asked, why did you ring? I asked you not to ring. And the bells would say, No. Before offering, we always ring the bell. So we are ringing the bell. Then the gopis would come. Sometimes if we wouldn't find butter, then they would pass urine and stool in that rooms. And it's one time when this pastime was said by one Prabhupada's disciple, and that Prabhu was saying that when we were discussing Krishna's pastimes of, you know, do passing when he was angry and there was no butter, when he couldn't find any butter, he would pass urine and stool. Then Srila Prabhupada, when they were discussing, Srila Prabhupada was laughing and nodding his head. It seems Prabhupada said, that is Krishna. So that those are all those beautiful pastimes all took place at Gokul. So that is about Gokul Mahavan. And His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj says a beautiful prayer here. He says that we should pray to be able to become attached to hearing and chanting Krishna's names, teachings, pastimes, and glories, and thus remain absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Satyavrata Muni prays in his Damodarashtakam that I do not want liberation, mystic powers, or even elevation to Vaikuntha. My only prayer is that the childhood pastimes of Lord Krishna be forever manifest in my heart. So though all those childhood pastimes took place at Gokul Mahavan, we can talk on and on and on. So that is Gokul Mahavan. And now from here, we will go to Raval. Mataji, I'll share the other slide. Okay. So this is Raval, and I will show you the map. See, we are starting here. See, Raval is this place, and from here we will be going to Druga. See, Raval is here and Yamuna is here. So from here we will be going back to Mathura. Oh, I think I kept the Raval to Mathura. Sorry, I pasted the last map. But anyways. So this Raval formerly was known as Mukhi Ravali. So Bhakti Ratnakar says that, O Srinivasa, just see Raval, the village where Rishabhanu happily resided. Sri Radhika appeared here, and by her auspicious press appearance, the whole world became filled with joy. So Garga Samhita explains that. So there are two, three pastimes that are explained. So one pastime that explains in Garga Samhita, the appearance of Radharani, like how she came. So what happens, one day Krishna was with Viraja and Sridham was outside. Then Radharani came to know that Krishna was with Viraja, and then she comes with the gopis. And then by the time she came, Krishna was not there, and Viraja became Viraja River that surrounds the spirit, the Goloka. Yeah, so then Radharani will come. Then she will understand that, oh, Krishna left, and she also goes away angrily. And then what will happen was Viraja had seven sons. And then Viraja, when she has seven sons, she gets very frustrated one day with them, because how these little children will frustrate. So she gets frustrated and she curses them to become the seven oceans in the material world. Then she will feel very sad, like, you know, she'll feel separation from the sons. And then Krishna will come and say, you will never be separated from me, or you will never be separated from the sons. Then after all this discussion happened, he comes to meet Radharani, and Radharani will get very, very upset with Krishna. And Krishna and Radharani start saying that, you know, she'll become little harsh, and Sridhama will try to console her. Then she will say, ha, you are trying to console me. You're trying to guard standing outside. So you take birth in the earthly planet as a demon. So that's how Shankarachuda is a partial expansion of Sridhama, and Sridhama also will countercar, saying that you will go to the material world and you will have 100 years of separation from Krishna. And that is how they had, we know that Krishna went to Mathura with Akrura, and after that they, after killing Dantavatra only, he came back after 113 years, if I am not wrong. So that is one of the pastime that His Holiness Loknath Swami Maharaj explained in his book, just sharing what I read. And and actually all these things, Maharaj also mentioned in the book, saying that all these curses and counter curses happens by the sweet will of Krishna. Krishna wanted that to happen. That's why it happened. Now we'll see how she appeared in the material world, how it happened. So actually Rawal is, if you have been there, you will remember, it's a very peaceful place. Not many people will go. On Radhashtami also, if you see, Barsana, that we discussed when we were seeing Barsana, like very crowded, midnight, 2 o'clock, they close the day, go gates. You have to go the before day itself because it's very crowded, and you, the people keep moving you here and there. Your legs are also not touching down, so busy. But Rawal is very quiet place. Even on Radhashtami, there is not much crowd. So it's a very, very simple, calm and peaceful village, not very, very close from Yamuna. So there is this handsome prince named Suchendra and a princess named Kalavati. So they got married in a very great pomp and sorry for the spelling mistake, with a great pomp and ceremony. And after their marriage, instead of, you know, after marriage, instead of leading a very happy married life, you know, nicely enjoying their life, they went to the forest and they were doing austerities. Why they were doing? They were doing austerities for to please Brahma. And when Brahma comes, they ask that we want goddess Lakshmi as our daughter and we want to serve. See, they want to serve Lakshmi. That's why they wanted as a daughter. Then Brahma also was very happy. They didn't ask anything material. They didn't give a big list. So then Brahma grants. He says, not just Lakshmi, but Mahalakshmi. You know how all the Lakshmis are expansions of Radharani. So we will say that the Mahalakshmi, the origin of Lakshmi, she will take birth in your womb. Then you can serve her. So then the next life, they both appear, like Suchendra and Kalavati come as Vrishabhanu and Kirtida. And again, they got married and they had a son called Sridham. But they always had a desire to have a daughter. So on the 8th day of Bhadra month, Vrishabhanu went to, as I said, Rawal is not very close to Yamuna. From the temple also, if you go a little bit top on a building, you can see the Yamuna flowing there. So Vrishabhanu went to take bath in Yamuna, and he saw, that was like a stormy day, and he saw a shining golden 1,000-petal lotus in Yamuna, and he wanted to go. That was in the center, but because of the currents of the Yamuna, he was not able to reach. Then Brahma himself comes and he will hand over the baby to Vrishabhanu, and he says that raise her as your daughter, and he will go home, take show to Kirtida. Kirtida feels very happy seeing Radharani, so beautiful baby, but she was not opening her eyes. She was not opening her eyes, but they thought it's okay if she's not opening her eyes. She's so beautiful. That's okay. And they will start raising her. And Narada Muni comes to know that Radharani appeared on the material world and he had a desire to see her. So somehow he will come to Vrishabhanu's house and Vrishabhanu Maharaj will receive him so nicely. And Narada Muni keeps inquiring how they are doing. And Narada Muni asks, how about your children? And Vrishabhanu Maharaj says that I have one son. Then Narada Muni says, you have one son? You have only one son? Then Vrishabhanu says, yeah, ha, Baba, only one son. Ha, Munivarya, only one son. Then he will say, only one son? Oh, yeah, one son. Okay, he'll bring the son and he will show. And Narada Muni was about to leave. Then Vrishabhanu opens and says, I also have a daughter. She's blind, so I was feeling shy to show you. Then Narada Muni immediately says that, he understands, and he says that, okay, take, he will give a big list of ingredients. He will say, all of you go to the market, bring all these ingredients and cook nice feast, call Nanda Maharaj and feed them. Immediately, your daughter will come out of the blindness. So all the people run hither and thither. They go to the market. And meanwhile, Narada Muni enters the room of Radharani. And he will tell that, my dear, oh Devi, like, you know, the mother of the universe, please give me your darshan. I want to see your Kishori Roop. And immediately Radharani will show her Kishori Roop and all the Ashwatthakis also will come. Then Narada Muni, seeing this darshan of Radharani, he will feel so ecstatic. He will feel so happy and he will leave that place and he will go. As Narada Muni instructed, then Vrishabhanu Maharaj will call Nanda Maharaj, and then Krishna will come. And as the ladies and the men were chit-chatting, Krishna slowly crawls and he will go to Radharani's room. And as soon as he touches her, she understands it is her Prananath, and she will open the eyes, because that was the oath that Radharani took. She said, after I enter the material world, I don't want to see anybody other than you. So that's why when Krishna came, she opened the eyes and everybody was happy. They said, wow, Krishna did this. And, Radharani opened the eyes. So they were very, very happy. And in Rawal, there is this temple called Lala Ladli. And these are the deities here. Very beautiful deities. And there was a second altar. If you on the second altar, you will not see this Radharani anywhere. Like crawling Radharani, so beautiful. Look at her, how beautiful she is. Like a baby, because she was born here. We have Radharani's deity here, crawling. See her beautiful face. Oh my God, so enchanting. And this is the temple court. Yeah, the Pujari explains that 450 years ago, these deities were found under a tree. These deities. As the Pujari says. So that's all about Rawal. If anybody wants to add anything, they can add. And from Rawal, as we saw in the map, we will go back to Mathura. So that's all about the Parikrama. So please visit Rawal if you didn't get a chance. It's a very beautiful place. Anyone wants to add anything, Mataji? Or else I have one video to show about Rawal and we can end.
Yeah. Very beautiful, Mataji. Thank you so much. Very nicely you narrated all the pastimes.
I was rushing, Mataji. Sorry.
That's okay, Mataji.
I will show you. Maybe quickly we'll take the darshan.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Krishna, Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama.
Chintaharan Ghat, we will see this and we will end. remember we discussed day before yesterday Chintaharan got where rather Yashoda Maya would come and pray to Mahadev there, Shivaling is there.
Today we're going to chant. In a few minutes we'll tell you all about it. Everyone's always anxious to pacify him. Recently, the government has remodeled all the ghats here with beautiful domes and carved sandstone railings. So this Chintaharan Ghat, very, very beautiful, peaceful place. And this is the first time we're seeing a brand new ghat. Huh?
Mataji, that's all about it. I'll share the links. You can, you know, see full all the 6 minutes you want. You can hear to His Grace Dina Bandhu Prabhu. Thank you all so much, Mataji. I will miss you from tomorrow.
Yeah,
we will miss you.
We will miss you too, Mataji.
Thank you very much, Mataji. Very, very wonderful.
Thank you very much, Mataji. We will miss you.
Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.
Maybe sometime you can give a class on whole parikrama again.
There are so many who will do much nicely. But we all sometimes should go to Vrindavan personally together, Mataji, like a 30-day yatra. We'll go. Krishna willing.
Yes. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Dandavat pranam.
ब्रजमंडल परिक्रमा की जय
जय
प्रभुपाद की जय हरे कृष्ण की माता जी की जय
जय
थैंक यू सो मच माता जी
थैंक यू माता जी हरे कृष्ण
थैंक यू माता जी हरे कृष्ण
ये वेरी मच